Hey everyone, and welcome to the latest edition in my series of rambles. I'm your host, James Wadsworth, and I'm the creator of the LEGO Star Wars CGI fan film series thing that's currently in progress. I'm so glad that you found these rambles and have taken the time to listen to them. I can't guarantee that they'll be of any benefit to you, as I'm recording them for my own benefit, but if they are, then that's great. I actually got a bit of feedback on the first episode, where I gave an introduction to myself. Paul Kijedji was sending me some tweets, which was very cool, and Matt Forkum did a great audio boo for his comic robot beach that he's been creating, where he mentioned that when I was talking about my inspiration, he got the idea to talk about his inspiration. And it was great to listen to his thoughts about where he's coming from for his comic. I'll link to that in the show notes. He actually said something that was quite interesting. And he was talking about the epic, and how his story is a different epic, a different kind of epic. And it actually got me... Well, he started the audio boo by naming off a few of the stories that people consider to be epic, Lord of the Rings, of course, and a number of other things, and I actually disagreed with one of the stories. I was like, oh, that's a kid's book, that's not an epic, that's a stupid kind of thing. And I was like, oh, well, wait a second, if he thinks that's an epic, then who's to say it's not? And then that got me to thinking, what is an epic, and is there actually a format to the epic, or is there, is it just whatever people view to be epic? We use that word so much, what exactly is that? So, anyways, just some of the great thoughts that come out of listening to Matt Forkum's audio boos about his webcomic, which you should do. Maybe one day I'll get Matt on or something onto this show and we can ramble on together about what an epic is. That'd be fun. But for now, I'm going to be talking about my project. The last episode was an overview, an introduction to who I am, who the creator of this project is. But really why I started this audio blog is to talk about my project. That's what I'm passionate about. I'm not really passionate about what makes me tick. It's about what I'm doing to get this story out. So, I did say I was going to talk about story and feel, and I do want to talk about that, but I think I'm going to leave most of that discussion for a later date. I started recording about it, and it just wasn't coming off very well at all. And if I'm not likely to listen to it again, I'll probably not put it out, and just listening through it to do editing was just terrible. I wasn't at all interested. It was... basically, I said half of the things I wanted to say, and the other half was the stuff I didn't want to say. So at this point, I'm not going to go into that in depth. But I would like to give a brief introduction to what my project is. I don't think I've done that yet on the internet. I haven't actually told... I haven't really anywhere laid out what I'm working on, why I'm working on it, etc. So basically, in the spring of 2008, I was reading a Star Wars novel series, and I was really into the first few books. It was a long, long series, which is part of the problem, I think, of what it was. But I was really into those early books, and then it just went completely down the crapper. It was just terrible, and or at least from my opinion. And I thought, wow, if they had done it this way, that would have been really cool. Really cool. I want to see that. I know, I'll make it. So that was kind of the original inspiration, which now that I think of it, isn't exactly the greatest way, not the most original way to start anything, but I'm running with it. I've been tempted so many times to just say, well, screw all this work I've done, let's create a new and better one that would be more awesome and more original. And well, I could do that, but chances are I'll realize that new and more original story is half as good as another story that had come up, and, well, you kind of see where that goes. It just continually puts something off. So I've decided to just take this poor idea and make it the best I can. While I was reading those stories, those Star Wars novels, I was also reading Milton's Paradise Lost, Milton's epic poem, there's that word again, Milton's epic poem about the downfall of Satan and original sin and all that stuff, and whether or not you believe that happened, I won't get into any of that. I know I have atheists listening, and I probably have Christians listening as well, so if I started getting into that, I would offend both groups, and I don't want to do that. So, Milton took a story, a pre-existing story, and made it epic. Made it extremely epic, and it's gone down in history. As a great work of art, great work of, well, just a great work, period. It's up there with Homer's Iliad and, what's the Roman one? I've gone completely blank here. I even have a painting from this story as my desktop right now. But I can't remember what it was called. Anyways, the one that Augustus Caesar had written as kind of a Bible of sorts for the Roman people. I don't know if that's correct or not, but I've always gotten the sense that it's kind of like the Roman version of Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. I want to say it's called the Aeneid, the Iliad. Is it the Iliad? No. Anyways, that one. Yes, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So where was I? This was supposed to be a precise and shorter ramble than the last one, but it's not turning out to be that way. Oh well, I think it's kind of cool. Okay. All right. So yes, Milton's work, taking a pre-existing story, a pre-existing myth or whatever, history, whatever you want to call it, I'll let you call it whatever you would like. He took that and he made it into an epic poem. And it's very enjoyable. I love it. And so I was, along with reading these Star Wars tales, these Star Wars stories, I was reading Milton's Paradise Lost, but the downfall of Satan, which is very much the Star Wars novels, was also kind of about the downfall of a Jedi. And I was also listening to the song Hurt by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. I kind of felt that song almost worked with the Star Wars novels and with Paradise Lost. I kind of felt a connection between the song and the stories. And the Star Wars novels were the original inspiration, but then it was kind of like, well, you could take these Star Wars characters and then you could apply John Milton's Paradise Lost to them and the essence of the Nine Inch Nails song, and wow, now you got an interesting story. A story I would like to see. So I started working on it, and 2 years later, here I am talking about it and really working on trying to get a feel, trying to go back to those original inspirations and saying, okay, what did that feel like? Like, what's the essence of these, and how can I get that into a brick film, a 3D brick film? And it's very, very difficult, because it's so easy to just go into my computer programs and say, alright, give me a couple of bricks, and I'll throw them together, and then I'll put them into Blender, and I'll render them, and animate them, and all this stuff, and wow, it'll be awesome. But when you do that, all you're getting is you're getting the feel from the computer. The computer tells you what it's going to feel like, and there's no style, there's no planned out. It kind of removes the questioning that I think the artist should always be doing. I'm not calling myself an artist here, but the creator should always be doing. Why does that character look that way? Why does that ship look the way it looks? Why does that planet, that building, etc., etc., look the way it does? And it's very difficult to do with, well, bricks in general, and specifically 3D bricks, or I shouldn't say that, just bricks in general, and sometimes 3D animation in general. It's so easy to skip the questioning. There are actually very few Lego films out there that I really enjoy and I can really get into. The two that jump to mind are Men of War by Outside of Hollywood Studios or whatever, and Bane of the Sith, which was just a trailer. But with both those, I really got into them, and one's a fun story, the other is kind of like this trailer to war, this epic movie, you know, of course would never be made, but you really get into it. It's like, wow, tell me more about these guys. But that's so hard to do with Lego. It's so incredibly difficult, and most brick films are just unremarkable, and that's not what I want my project to be. I do not want my project to be unremarkable. I want it to stick out. And if somebody was to say, what's an awesome, are there any awesome brick films? I want somebody to be able to stand up and say, yes. Yes, there is. And so right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to get asked about every design and then to design it. I want it to feel cinematic, and I want the audience to just be sucked into this world and to get totally enveloped by it and to first say, wow, that's cool, and then to ask, well, tell me more about these guys. And I don't want them just to look at it and say, oh, look, it's Lego guys running around. I want them to almost forget that. One of the struggles I've faced, or what one of the questions that I've had many times is, well, does it have to be done in Lego? Can I pull it out? Can I model my own things? It would look so much better, and it would have so much more of a respect, probably, from if you model everything yourself. It would have more respect from other animators and all this stuff. But I've always come back to the fact that making it in Lego and finding that feel and finding that atmosphere is just as difficult, if not more difficult, than if I were to model all my, well, models, if I were to build them all myself without the pre-existing bricks, you know, to not do it in a world that the building blocks are there. And so even though there might be some people, or many people, who will not put my work up with someone who goes out and builds all the models themselves, I'm okay with that, because I think it's just as challenging for me. And I can always come back to do another thing in where I model all this stuff myself. Well, I think I've covered a wide variety of topics, some of the topics I wanted to get into. So this is kind of all what's going on in my head right now. But what I'm currently working on, I'll just do a quick what I'm working on. Hopefully I can do this every episode and have something new to talk about every episode. Currently, I'm kind of doing two stages at once. I'm working on concept, but I'm also modeling. I'm modeling a lot of backgrounds. I want my worlds to have a lot of depth. So the opening scene will take place on Coruscant, which is a massive city, but there'll be a bit of a shake-up from what you've seen in the films, which I hope will be cool and will draw people in. But in order for people to be drawn into it, it needs to be vast, and it needs to be layered, and it needs to... I just can't do one model and then expect people to believe like it's a massive city world. So I'm building a whole bunch of background models that I can render, and you might only see a very vague thing. You might not realize that they're been actually built, like brick by brick, to a fairly large scale. But hopefully you'll feel it. And even if you don't realize it, even if the audience doesn't realize all the time and effort that I'm putting into it, hopefully the time and effort will come across. But that's all pretty basic stuff, and I don't actually have to concept that stuff out for the most part. So I've been able to get into modeling that stuff and work through it. And I'm also working on concept for the characters and the ships. I'm getting a few people to help me with the concepts for the ships. And then I'm doing all the character and the atmosphere concept myself. Right now I'm just in sketches. I'm not the greatest artist, but... working on it and trying to get down the identity of each character. And then I'm hoping to do some painting, maybe digital. I don't know how that'll work without a tablet, or maybe traditional, to try and get the feel down of what I want it to feel like. I have the idea. I need to see what that will look like before I get into the 3D Blender program and start working in lighting and stuff. I'd like to have a traditional art done of it, or digital art. So that's my next step. Oh, and besides working on the traditional art, I'm also planning on beginning to get into an animatic. I'm not going to do storyboard for this. I'm going to skip storyboard. I've done storyboards before, and I've never really felt that they've worked very well. So now I'm going to just try and skip the storyboard process and go right into the animatic. That'll allow me to get right into the editing and the feel of the episode. And also, I'm hoping that I'll be able to not get attached to the animatic, and I'll be able to show it to people and ask for, what would you think about this? What didn't you like? What didn't you get? And then I'll be able to kill it, start over, and all that kind of stuff. So anyways, I'm excited about starting the animatic. I'm hoping I'll start in November sometime. It's November right now, November 10th. I'm hoping I'll be able to start. I just ordered a new monitor, mainly so that I'll be able to efficiently animate the animatic. Very limited animation, of course, but still animation. And I'm also going to be rendering it out in HD, so with a new monitor, a new widescreen monitor, that'll come across hopefully a little better for me, the creator. All right, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback, feel free to comment in the blog, brickblender.blogspot.com, or send me an email, james@laml.org. That's james@laml.org. Or Twitter me, twitter.com/jwads. I need something to say at the end. Cheers, guys, and, oh well.